The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
The team at Strange Air would like to introduce you to a new horror series from the folks who created the hit podcast, Mockery Manor. This audio drama is called Magenta Presents, and it's a little different, and a whole lot creepier. Magenta Presents is an anthology series, which means some of the stories take place over several episodes, and some are single-episode short stories. We already binged the first one, Ghosted, which is set in the world's scariest lighthouse, somewhere in England. At first, everything's fine. Two friends reunite. There's a parrot. It's all good. But then, a Ouija board shows up. There are bumps in the night, and the Stephen King vibes start up in a major way. If you like The Twilight Zone or The Haunting of Hill House, you will definitely enjoy Magenta Presents. So settle in, turn down the lights, and get ready for some seriously creepy storytelling.
Kira, are you up there? I've called the police. They'll be here soon. Kira, is that you? I'm going to wait in my car for the police. Kira, if it's you, say something. Wes?
Wes?
Kira!
I found something. Upstairs.
There's blood on your hands.
I think you need to come and see.
Kira, why is there blood on your hands?
Longcat Media presents Ghosted.
A man from the village told me about the lighthouse the first week I moved here. I think he was trying to scare me, or flirt with me. It's hard to tell the difference sometimes. He sat himself down in the pub, too close, and he said there were the usual stories from the old days, of ghost ships and storms, and those driven mad by isolation. But when the lighthouse was decommissioned in the 60s, new stories emerged. Less gothic, but just as dark. When they removed the beacon, it shattered, and a shard hit a worker. He bled to death in the lantern room. And in the shadow of the lighthouse, grazing sheep would amble off the side of the cliff, as if they couldn't see the edge. People stopped bringing their dogs here for walks for the same reason. And then he told me of a figure that appears on the high walkway, looking out to sea. "You must ignore it," he said. "If you go to see who it is, if you speak to it, or try to help..."
"What? What happened?"
"I don't know. He wouldn't say. He just shook his head and said, 'The lighthouse is angry. It once had a purpose, now it's useless. An impotent, lonely phallus.'"
"A lonely phallus?"
"That's what he said."
"He was trying to flirt with you."
"Lonely phallus.
Schmuggo. All the things to pick up."
"There. You can see your face in that."
"Anyway, I told him, it's not lonely or useless. It's a charming, quirky boutique hotel that offers a much-needed escape from the hustle and bustle of contemporary life. Perfect for a romantic mini-break getaway or solo retreat."
"Mini-break.
Margo.
Getaway.
Go on. Out you go. Fly back to the cottage.
Mini-break.
Go on.
Getaway.
That's how I describe it on the website. What do you think? Too generic? Maybe I'll change it. Lean into the fact it's a lighthouse, not just another boutique hotel in the middle of nowhere. So, is it true about the shattered beacon and the sheep?"
"Oh, yes. And there is the keeper."
"Ugh. It's the only time anyone speaks to me in the village to tell me about the bloody keeper. Maybe I should put him on the website. Do you think the keeper's a selling point? He's not, is he?"
"The phone's ringing."
It'll be the heavy breather again. 3 times this week. Ugh.
"You should report that. Right, that's me done."
"Are you leaving, Murta?"
"Unless you want me to do anything else."
"Oh, no, not at all. Everything looks spick and span. Thank you. I'll see you out. Although, do you want a cup of coffee before you go? Tea? Peppermint? PG? Rooibos?"
"No, thank you. If I leave now, I'll beat the rain."
"Oh, you don't want to be caught in the rain. I'll give you a lift."
"You have a guest coming."
"Not for a couple of hours."
"They might arrive early."
"They're never early, and if they are, they'll just have to wait."
"They won't like that."
"Trust me, no one's ever early. They always get lost. Sat-nav takes them miles away."
"My bike won't fit in your car."
"Yes, it will."
"There's no need, really. I'll cycle."
"I'll give you a lift."
"I don't want to be a bother."
"It's no problem, Murta. Let me go and get my car keys from the cottage and..."
"No! I want to cycle, please."
"Of course, yes, absolutely. Very good for you, isn't it? Exercise, so I've heard. Quite refreshing too, I imagine, cycling in the rain. Are you quite sure?"
"See you tomorrow, Miss Williams."
"Beth, call me Beth. It's been 8 months. I think we can drop the formality." And you've walked off. "Bye, Murta. She hates me. Why does she hate me? Mind how you go. Don't drown." Oh, shit. Got to cover the aviary. Shit. Oh, can we just have 5 minutes where it's not bloody raining? Oh. Hello, my darlings. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, please don't die. Oh, you're cross with me. I'm sorry. Sorry for the nasty rain. Oh, who the hell's that? Oh, God, the guest. They are early. Oh, you're bloody kidding me. Hi. Just park over there. Over there. Just park over there, next to my car. Oh, for God's sake, where are you going? Park over there, where I am pointing. Look at my finger pointing, my arms waving.
Yeah. Hang on. I can't hear you. What does that mean? What do you want me to do? Oh, my God.
Hello, is this Bijou Lighthouse Boutique Stays?
Park next to my car.
Oh, okay.
Just over there.
Thanks.
Oh, this is so bleak. Well done, Kira. Could have gone to Greece, but no.
No. Luxury UK mini break. Yeah, lovely.
Fucking... Jesus Christ.
The door's open. Get inside, quick.
My suitcase!
Get it later!
Oh, shit!
Mind the puddles, it can get a bit battle of the Somme around here.
Oh my god, it's so cold in here.
I was going to light the wood burner before you arrived, but you're early, which is fine. I'll do it now. Oh, where have I put the clickety-click lighter thing?
Oh, sneakers.
It's here somewhere. Got it. Right.
The window's open.
Oh no.
It's okay, I've got it.
Good work. Oh, come on, you bastard. Light, damn it. Why won't you light?
It's really coming down out there. God, look at it. Can't see where the sky ends and the sea begins.
I'd say it's not always like this, but it is always like this.
Oh.
What? Oh, no, I was joking. This is rare. Normally the rain is very gentle, like a fine vertical mist.
That seems unlikely.
Come on, why won't this catch? Come on! Yes! Oh, it's going.
Oh.
It's lit. Phew.
Good.
So, let's start again, shall we? Hello, welcome to Bijou Lighthouse. Very nice to meet you. My name's Bethany... Kira?
Beth? Beth?
Kira, what the fuck are you doing here?
I wanted to go to Sheffield, but I got a D in maths, so I couldn't. I looked around the Sussex campus as well.
Beth, stop being a wuss and hold my hand.
I don't want to do this. What if we channel some bad energy or spirits?
I didn't think you believed in that.
No, I don't. I think. I don't know. Do you?
Well, yeah.
You do!
Well... I've seen things.
The Ouija board's drawn with a biro. It's not like it's going to work.
No point in trying then, is there?
What's the point in trying anything?
Oh, fine. Should we just go to the pub?
No. No. Let's do this.
You just said you didn't want to.
I don't want to go to the pub either. Too many people.
I vote for the pub. I need a drink.
I've got a bottle of tequila. Grab it. Wes, it's just behind you. It's on my nightstand.
Oh, legend.
Let's do shots.
Nice.
And then we can channel the spirits. Eh?
Oh, fucking hell.
Eh? Do you get it? Do you?
Oh, Kira, stop it. I don't know what possessed you to say that.
Oh. High five, Brian.
Yes, Brian.
I do not understand you two.
Hey, look, it's got a hat on. You know the tequila's good when the bottle's wearing a little sombrero.
My cousin ate the tequila worm once and I had to take her to A&E.
What? No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. She got really sick.
But don't put tequila worms in 10 quid bottles of tequila.
It wasn't a 10 quid bottle. Oh, shut up. You weren't there. Give me my shot.
Here. Beth?
No, thanks. I've got cocoa.
Beth.
If I drink at this stage of my menstrual cycle, I'll get a headache. And an upset tummy.
Oh, please don't do that, boy.
My tummy hurts so bad.
Oh, stop it.
All right, hear it. On three. One, two, three.
Coco. So, what are you now? Close our eyes?
Yes, yes. Everyone, close your eyes. Breathe deep. And relax. Open the channels to the spirits. Listen to my voice. Breathe in. Breathe out. Said relax!
Oh, ow! Right in my ear, that's not funny.
It is not funny. You're not funny.
Your face! You were like, what?
Yeah, because you shouted in my face.
Okay. Sorry. Gee. Okay, let's start again. Okay. Clear your minds of petty grievances and relax.
I'm keeping my eyes open. I don't trust you.
Noted. Breathe in. In. And
shall we just give up?
No! We're going to sit here and we're going to do the Ouija. Someone asked the spirits a question.
What kind of question?
I don't know. Something like, what
the fuck are you doing here?
I have a reservation. What are you doing here?
Well, it's my lighthouse.
Is it? You own this place.
Your name wasn't on the booking form. Who the hell's Marjorie Whiteman?
That's my pen name. Is that what she put? Oh, my God. I'm sorry. My literary agent booked this. I don't actually put Marjorie.
I don't believe this.
Me neither. This
This is fucking bizarro. Is this a problem? Do you want me to go? Oh, God, you do.
No, of course not. Don't be silly. I'm just in shock, that's all.
Me too. How long's it been?
Years.
Over 10 years since we graduated.
Jesus, fuck.
Didn't think I'd ever see you again. Or I thought, if I did, we'd be in London or...
Bag. You said you had a bag.
Oh, yeah, it's in the car.
I'll go get it now.
What?
Car keys.
Beth, please, you stay here, I'll get it.
No, it's fine. You're the guest, part of the service. Need some fresh air anyway. Car keys.
Here. Are you sure?
Of course.
I'll alert the lifeboats if you're not back soon.
Very good, Brian.
Brian?
Never mind. I'll be right back. Calm down. Calm down, Beth. It's fine, it's fine. Shit.
Should I have taken a gap year?
What's your favourite colour? No, that is crap.
Then I could have been in Thailand instead of here right now.
If you'd taken a gap year, you'd never have met us. Mm-hmm.
Sliding doors.
Hasn't the first question got to be something like, is anybody there?
The candle's gone out.
Maybe there's a draft.
It's colder. Oh. Do you feel that? It's not just me, is it?
Very funny.
It wasn't a joke.
It is colder.
Put a jumper on then.
Shall I relight the candle?
No, don't. It might work better in the dark. Is anybody there?
The boiler's on if you want to bath!
Oh. Fucking hell.
Oh, sorry. Should I scare you? Sorry. If you want a bath.
It's fine. I've only just got dry.
Are you sure? It's a very nice bath. It has these beautiful copper claws on each corner. Looks like it could scurry away at any moment. And I can put your wet clothes in the spin dryer while you're...
I can't hear you. Beth, you can come in if you want to.
Oh, right. Yes. It's fine. It's fine. Hello. You're in the dark. You changed in the dark.
Couldn't find the light switch.
Why didn't you say it's here? That's better. Oh, stop it, stupid light. So, what do you think of the bedroom? Coffee machine? Extra blankets here?
Mm-hmm.
Bible in the bedside cabinet?
Mm-hmm. Retro.
And, of course, a 360-degree view.
Wow, yeah. Do the windows open?
Only that one there. And look! A 360-degree bed.
Ooh, a bit different.
This is where the lantern used to be, when it was a working lighthouse. So I thought, a circular bed with a yellow bedspread.
Mm, very clever.
A nod to the spirit of the place. Big round bed doesn't leave much room, of course, and it's a devil to fit the sheets.
Yeah. No phone reception up here?
No. Sorry. There's a landline in the kitchen. And if you hang out the bathroom window on the first floor, you can get a couple of bars, but...
Shh!
Oh, sorry. Am I being too loud?
Did you hear that? What was that?
Hear what?
That groan.
Oh, that. It's an old building. You'll get used to it. I heard it all the time when I was renovating. Sanding wood until my back ached. Painting into the night, varnishing. God, he used to make me ill. Anyway, I used to think the lighthouse was moaning like an old man.
What are you doing to me? Fairy lights, scatter cushions.
I think it likes it now. Its new look.
Mmm, yeah, it's lovely. Like a pub.
A pub?
A modern one. Like, they all look like this now, don't they? Brass and velvet, dark walls. It's nice. Just doesn't seem... Never mind.
What?
Oh, nothing.
No, go on. What doesn't it seem?
Doesn't seem very you.
What does that mean?
Oh, you know, it's kind of shabby chic. for the trendy middle class. It's just not very you.
What, trendy middle class?
Your room at uni was like a prison cell. Bare walls, stained duvet.
Well, yes, I was a child, wasn't I? One changes.
Sorry, yeah.
And I wasn't well, you know. I'm still not. But back then, I could barely sort myself out, let alone...
Oh my God! Did you see that?
What was that?
Bloody great bird!
Where?
It flew straight into the window. It's still there. It's on the walkway. Look.
Oh no!
I think it's a seagull. Should we help it?
No, it's a seagull.
We can't just leave it there.
Yes, we can. Look, it's fine. It's just stunned. It'll fly away soon.
It doesn't look fine to me. Does this window open?
No, don't. You can't go on the widow's walk.
Widow's walk?
It's unstable, even with the scaffolding.
Oh no.
Was that a seagull?
Oh, I think so. Why is it called the widow's walk?
What? Oh, because you stand on it and look out for ships, like a woman waiting for her husband to return who doesn't know she's a widow yet, presumably, otherwise what's she waiting for? Is it still there? Oh, it's still there. Oh, get up, shoo.
I don't want to go to bed with a dying seagull right there.
It's not dying. Nothing kills seagulls. We just need to leave it alone.
Leave it alone?
It'll fly off soon. Let's go down to the kitchen. Nice cup of tea. Come on.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm shaking. Oh, my knees are shaking. It was massive. It was like a dinosaur. Oh, I need a drink.
Well, you're in luck. There's wine in the kitchen. All part of the package deal. Booze, breakfast and a welcome dinner.
Do you really think it'll fly away? Wait, I paid for the package deal.
You did.
Did I?
A local woman cooks breakfast, Myrta. That's her name, and I make dinner.
A local woman? Do you think she'll know what to do about the seagull?
Kira, just stop thinking about the seagull. It'll go away, I promise. Kitchen. This is the kitchen, which you know because we were here earlier. Anyway, let me show you the wine rack. Here is the wine rack. You know what, I'll leave you to it. If you need anything else, just pop down the hill to the cottage.
Wait, Beth. This dinner, do we eat together?
No. I just cook and run.
Your speciality. Cooking, I mean. Not running.
Except you didn't mean that, did you?
Yeah, sorry, that just came out.
What a very peculiar day this has been.
I shouldn't have said anything. I've made it weird.
No.
Yes, I have.
Yes, but it was already weird, wasn't it?
So what do we do now?
Nothing. I'm fine if you are.
Might help to talk about it.
Okay, I'll see you tonight.
For dinner? What time?
I normally serve around 7, but if you prefer later...
No, that sounds good. You could stay for coffee afterwards to ease me into the crushing isolation of this place.
Nothing prepares you for that.
Nothing's happening.
Maybe we're doing it wrong.
I don't think we're supposed to hold hands. I think we have to touch the glass.
Oh my God, Beth, why didn't you say that before? I've just been sitting here in the dark like idiots.
This was your idea.
So, what do we do then? Like this? With our fingertips?
Someone will nudge it.
Yeah, Wes, that's how it works. The spirit pushes it to the letter it wants.
No, I meant one of us will push it.
Well, let's promise not to, okay? I promise not to push the glass.
Okay.
Now you two say it, go on.
I promise not to push the glass.
Okay, let's do this. Come on, fingers on the glass. Fuck, it's moving.
Wes, stop it.
I'm not doing it. Are you?
No, what?
Oh, man, it's working, isn't it? It's working.
It's a bit slow.
Should we tell it to speed things up?
Shh. Where's it going? Is that E? No, G.
This is really rather unnerving. I am really rather unnerved right now.
A. G. A. Ga. That's the symbol for gallium.
Yeah, that's definitely what it means.
It's moving again.
C or B?
B.
What's in between?
G-A-B.
B. G-A-B. Gab. Gabriel? Like the archangel.
And lo, he appeared unto us, pushing a pint glass we nicked from the pub.
Don't take the piss, you'll scare it off.
It's going back to B.
Double B.
Gab.
Why? It stopped.
Gabby.
That's a name. Oh, fuck.
Or maybe it's feeling Gabby. Like, in a chatty mood. Maybe that's what it means. Like, hey guys, feeling Gabby tonight. What's the goss?
I know a Gabby.
You do? Who?
My best friend.
I'm your best friend.
Not everything's a competition, Kira.
No, it's not a competition. Where did that come from? Who's Gabby? You've never mentioned her before.
Because she's dead. During A-levels. Road accident.
Fuck. It's your dead best friend.
Holy shit.
Whoa. Do you really think it's her?
This is fucking weird. Can we stop?
No. Why would we do that when it's working? Beth, speak to her.
It's not her.
Maybe it's another spirit. Maybe it's pretending to be her. Oh, that's really creepy.
I don't like this.
Ask it something. Say, tell us something only Gabby and I know. Then if it does...
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.